So, Rav Hirsch explains that the Torah clearly draws an analogy between tefillin and mezuzahs. You shall tie and you shall write. One who puts on tefillin subordinates all his thoughts and aspirations and the actions of his personality to Ritzon Hashem, to Hashem's will. That's the content of the tefillin. Similarly, one who affixes a mezuzah to the entrance of the rooms in which he lives subordinates his home, i.e. all the lives of the people that live in that home, to these same ideas. So one puts a mezuzah on the house. Why? So that he and all who enter the house should see the mezuzah immediately upon entering. As a reminder, it's an amulet. And in and of itself, it doesn't protect the house. Rather, it's only insofar as the people in the house shape their lives in accordance with the content of the mezuzah, can the people in the house expect help and protection from Hashem. And that is the idea of Shakai, Shin, Dalad, and Yod, which is what we write on the outside of the mezuzah, Shemid Al Sus Yisrael. The Shmira of a mezuzah from Shin and Dalad and Yod, the all sovereign and the all suffering, is only when a person actually pays attention and listens to that which it says in the mezuzah. So just the door, of course there's a mitzvah to do so. But if we don't pay attention to the mezuzah in the same way that we need to pay attention to the tefillin, let's not expect that the mezuzah is going to have some magical, mystical protection. He goes further and explains that on the doorpost of the entrance of our home, we're meant to proclaim our duty. The Yichud Hashem, the unity of Hashem, the devoted striving towards the unique one with all that's yours, filling our hearts and our souls with the spirit of the Torah, and implant these by instruction in our home, and all that come after us, that will fulfill these words of the Torah in thought and in feeling, in word and in deed. Having a mezuzah on your door teaches you that the meaning of your domestic life, your home life, and the dedication of your home as a temple of Hashem, your whole way of life, as a service of Hashem. But it goes further, because we also have the second paragraph, for Hayom Shamaya, that our destiny, our fortunes and misfortunes of our people, and even our own, are dependent on nothing else than fulfillment or non-fulfillment of the lessons of the Shema. And this we'll learn more about when we go through the second paragraph of the Shema Be'ezus Hashem. That means in a time of good fortune, don't destroy it by arrogance and ungodliness. And in a time of misfortune, don't deny Hashem, don't deviate from that which He tells us to do. In all circumstances, to recognize Hashem as the one who's in charge of everything that happens, making sure that we fulfill our mitzvahs. So Shema is there, the proclamation to the world, as a proclamation to all who enter into our homes, what this home stands for, the values that are contained and lived, that are contained within the mezuzah, are lived within the home. That's what we're hoping for, that's what we're yearning for, and that's also what's expected of us.